RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Song 2. Breakfast show host Sam Steen caught up with Santigold a long time ago, 2022 to be precise, when the album Spirituals was released. And in the promo for that, the interview that Sam conducted was made available on RTL Play. During that interview, Sam spoke about Song 2 and asked Santigold what she thought about the Song 2 theory. The track Nothing is the second track on the album Spirituals. Santigold doesn't think it's the best one on there, but is certainly very important to her. So then, let's listen to what Santigold has to say about Song 2 right here.
Hi, this is Santigold, and you're listening to Today Radio. No, I didn't say, let me put the best song at Song 2. I couldn't even tell you what the best song is if I tried as hard as I could. I'm really bad at that type of thing because I like them all differently. I like Nothing, and Nothing was a really important song for me because it was one of the first songs that I wrote that, you know, I was in absolute survival mode at the time where I went out to finally found my time to go out back and start writing the lyrics to these songs. And I had been just like, you know, when you're in survival mode, you don't really allow the emotions to take up space. You kind of compartmentalize so that you can keep going. And, you know, I was just thinking, okay, there's just all this going on and I got to keep myself going, keep my kids safe, keep my family safe, whatever. And then as like, you know, you see the protests and the you know, George Floyd and stuff, you sometimes just still say, okay, I don't have time to feel all of that because I got to like, I can't fall apart. And I realize it's something that Black women have been doing for generations. It's generational trauma to not let yourself wholly experience your feelings and your emotions or your experiences because you don't think that if you do that you'll be able to keep going, you know? So when I wrote Nothing, which was about invisibility, you know, feeling invisible, and what it's like to live under a veil of invisibility and the impact that has on a soul, on a spirit, you know. It was the first time that I really allowed myself to go deep into that. And it was really cathartic. And I cried as I was, I don't know if it was as I was singing it or listening back to what I just recorded, but it was a very emotional song for me. So it's a big one, number two, in that sense. I don't know if I would say the best or whatever, but it's definitely an important song. Oh, yeah.